Recapping that 2017-2018 academic year for you guys, seven SWC titles. Tell us all about these titles. If I'm not mistaken, that's the second time in the history of the school that's been done, right?
Yeah, Andy, it was a tremendous year athletically for us. As you mentioned, seven conference championships. You know, we won a couple in the fall, a couple in the winter, and three of them in the spring. And you know, just was an exciting year for our student athletes. And it's probably a big testament, you know, to our senior class and their leadership, you know, and helping these programs, you know, achieve these heights.
And this summer, you guys are really, really busy. We alluded to the camps that you guys have. I know you guys have already had plenty of summer camps, but you guys still do have a few remaining. Which sports are still remaining, and what are the details on those camps?
You know, Andy, we still have a football camp that happens here towards the middle of July, and then there's a cheerleading camp that we offer, you know, towards the early middle part of August. And all that information can be found at AmherstSteelCommerce.com. You know, flyers can be downloaded there, and people are still able to attend those camps.
Well, here we are, July 5th, and the summer, I'm sure, is already flying. A lot of people are looking forward to that fall athletic season, and, well, you guys will be very, very busy in the fall, and obviously there's a lot of room for excitement in the fall as well. Let's begin with that football team coming off a 6-4 record last year, narrowly missing out on a playoff appearance in 2017. What can we look forward to on the gridiron this year from the Comets?
You know, this is a group that we're really excited about coming back. You know, we lost some pretty solid senior leaders, you know, and Matt Lee and Hunter Cassidy, Hunter Parker, on down the list, Evan Shawver. I mean, there's some tremendous senior athletes we lost. But we are, you know, there's a lot of excitement coming back. You know, it's Kennedy Scaglioso, who is one of the top running backs in the area, is coming. You know, it will be senior this year. You know, Nathan Soto is a linebacker for us. It's a senior. And, you know, those two guys have been tremendous, according to Coach Passarello, you know, in the offseason lifting program and as well as this summer. So a lot to look forward to. This is a group that has come up through the ranks that, you know, kind of as they've ascended, they've really helped bolster our program and kind of get it, you know, back, you know, on the winning track as we did last year, going 6-4.
Casey Wolf, athletic director at Amherst, is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon on our Ask the AD segment. I know one sport that you guys are really excited about coming into 2018, girls soccer, coming off a 5-1-3 conference record, a third place finish in a program you guys have very, very strong expectations for.
Yeah, we certainly do. It's obviously was a younger team last year. You know, there's always turnover every year of players in key spots, but I'm really excited about the group that's coming back. A lot of tremendous speed and a lot of really good goal scorers, and, you know, really solid on the defensive end as well. So it should be a lot of fun for the girls this starting this August. You know, back on the soccer field.
Casey, talking about girls soccer, I know there's been a little bit of a growth of that in the United States. In fact, the women's national team was here right before the World Cup, I think, started playing a game in Cleveland. Have you seen some growth in that sport, people getting more into that one?
You know, girls soccer here for us has always been a very strong, you know, strong. There's been a lot of strong support, a lot of strong interest in it. You know, it's a sport that, for whatever reason, in Amherst, at least in the 5 years I've been here, we've always had, you know, really strong players, and we've always had, you know, very deep teams, whether it's, you know, at the varsity and JV level. So it obviously helps when the varsity is strong, but it also helps when your JVs are strong, because that just means that the groups coming through are going to step in and just kind of hopefully fall as close as they can in line with the group in front of them. So, you know, girls soccer for us has always been very strong here.
Casey, speaking of strong fall programs, your volleyball program has done extraordinarily well in recent years. As a matter of fact, coming off a second straight SWC championship. But it sounds like there could be a little bit of turnover on that varsity roster this year.
Yeah, you know, I think we had seven seniors last year. But Lori Kogan runs a tremendous program. And the growth, or, you know, runs a tremendous program. And they're just, you know, girls just step in, you know, year after year we turn different teams over, and, you know, obviously we're very excited about that. And, you know, our banner in the gym is extremely full, you know, for our Southwestern Conference Championships. Actually, the next next championship we win in that, we're going to have to buy a new banner because we run out of spots to put numbers on there. So it's just one of those, you know, that there's a cliche out there, tradition never graduates. And that program here for Amherst just seems to exemplify that.
Well, as the AD, that's a good problem to have, right? You got to buy a bigger banner. Nothing wrong with that.
there's nothing wrong with that. Trust me, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Well, you have a couple of other fall programs with high expectations as well. Boys Cross Country, led by senior Josh Hill, a young man who has really done a wonderful job at his high school career so far. For those who aren't familiar with him, tell us about some of his accolades in recent years.
You know, Josh is, first of all, Josh is a tremendous kid. I mean, he just, you know, he's one of those kids that you love when he stops by your office to say hello to you. Always is, you know, just a pleasant person to be around. But Josh has really grown as a runner over his career here at Amherst. He's a two-time state qualifier. Last year, he was like, I want to say, he was in 11th place with about, I don't know, maybe 100 yards to go and passed four kids to finish seventh. So he's got a tremendous drive and a lot of, you know, he set some high expectations on himself, and he is really looking forward to this season. You know, he finished sixth last year or this past spring in the 2 mile at the state meet. So he's just a tremendous runner and just a tremendous young man.
Well, the tradition, as you mentioned, never seems to graduate with a lot of fall sports, but especially girls cross country. Boy, they qualified as a team for regionals 13 straight years and 28 out of the last 29 years as well. So there's another perfect example of tradition never graduating. Casey, who are some of the individual standouts on this girls cross country team?
You know, it's this year it'll be a senior late team. You know, really looking forward to watching those young ladies run. You know, the positive about that team, I don't want to single anybody out because they truly are a team at Bull. I mean, they are. It's just one of those things. Mr. Kemp does a tremendous job, you know, coaching that program, and he has traditionally somewhere between 40 and 50 girls out with that program every single year. So it's one of those things where, you know, he does a tremendous job building them up, you know, throughout the year, throughout the August, going into the season, and really gets them ready to go once we get to, you know, tournament time, you know, as we call it, once you get to the Southwestern Conference meet, then you run into districts and regionals, and you know, you hope you move on to the state level. So just really looking forward to watching those young ladies run this year.
2019 academic year, we're not that far away. As a matter of fact, I know you guys get going here in just over a month, right? When do teams start reporting?
Football report on July 30th, and then all the other fall sports get up and running on August 1st. So, you know, it is truly, we're just under a month away, and it's right around the corner, and just really look forward to it. It's a great time of the year. There's a lot of excitement with the start of a new school year and a lot of excitement, you know, when you have, you know, nine teams competing in one season. So it can be a busy time, but I'll tell you what, it's an absolute blast watching our student-athletes compete and perform on a day-to-day basis.
Casey, what's the process for you as you head into this fall season here at this time of the year? Do you meet with coaches, players? What kind of goes on for the AD at Amherst?
Yeah, you know, the month of June for me at least is, you kind of wrap up and, you know, close down 2000, you know, the previous year, so 17-18. And, you know, at that time you're working and talking through some things with the fall coaches. I'd really try to take July and spend that time with my family. I mean, during the school year it is, you know, obviously we're running and gunning all the time, but we're kind of in constant contact with our coaches about, you know, different things they have going on, whether it's, you know, football with summer lifting or whether our cross-country programs are out running or soccer programs with their open fields and you know, going to team camps and that kind of stuff during this time of the year. But, you know, our coaches do a tremendous job running their programs, and it's one of those things for me that, you know, I'm thankful that I have the ability where I can, you know, just let the coaches do what they do best, and that is coach up our student athletes to have you know, the best time they can and you know, have the best success that they can.
Well, the fall sports season is rapidly approaching. Matt Douglas, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe August 14th we've got our coaches show at the Brew Kettle in Amherst. So
it's before that, Bull, it's August 9th.
August 9th. Wow.
9th,
okay.
Yeah.
So it's even sooner than I expected. So it's really coming up on us very quickly here. But, Casey, we appreciate the time as always. Thank you so much, and we'll definitely have you on again soon.
Awesome, guys. Thanks so much for having me. And there's a thunderstorm heading your way, Bull, if you're over at Crusher Stadium, over at Springer Health Stadium. It's coming through us right now at Amherst. So hold tight there for a little bit.
Oh, boy. Well, I appreciate the heads up. I'm actually indoors and the window is shut, so I'll make sure that if I do need to go out, I get that umbrella. But, Casey, I appreciate that heads up, man. Thank you again, and have a great weekend.
Problem. All right. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you again, Casey Wolf, Athletic Director at Amherst, on our Ask the AD segment. It was great to bring that back, and always great to catch up with Casey and see what's happening with the Amherst Steel Comets. Sounds like it should be a very, very interesting fall. You know, man, a lot of times you and I dive into what's going on in the gridiron. We cover that pretty closely. They're coming off a promising season, but boy, oh boy, how about the tradition in some of those other sports? I mean, girls cross country, that really stood out. Qualifying as a team for regionals in 13 consecutive seasons.
Yeah, that speaks very highly to